Hey everybody, I'm back. So I'm recording all day tomorrow. I really can't wait. My work has been killing me, honestly, and I'm just so excited that I'm gonna be leaving soon. Hopefully I'll have another job lined up by the time I get to the time where I put in my 2 weeks notice. But let me tell you, it was a dream job at first, working at a gym. Like, just being able to see naked penises all day, that was just a plus. But now it's just gotten to the point where, like, I'm essentially running the whole gym myself. Like, they put me there. It's like a Dollar Tree setup, honestly. Like, they put me there. I'm just there by myself for, like, an hour, two, four, you know, sometimes a whole shift. And it's insane. So, like, I just can't wait to leave. It's too much work. I'd honestly, like, whenever I am at work, I'm just like, I just want to go home and record. I really always do. I'm done with working at a gym. It was a fun experience at first, but now I just want to record. I just want to create stuff. I just want to make penis files all the time. And, like, honestly, like, other than that, like, I've been doing pretty well. I always just want to be back here and just recording. Like, there's nothing I like doing more at this point, just because it's just like, I fucking love penis. I love seeing penises all day. And I know that, like, even after I leave, working at a gym, like, I know that I can just troll around the locker room even longer and just kind of, like, stare at penises. Like, that is something I've just, like, grown so comfortable with doing that, like, I know that whatever gym I go to, whatever locker room I go to, like, I'll just be able to sit in there as long as I want, because I know how long, like, usually the gym patrols happen, how long it usually takes, and, like, how, like, the gym employees honestly don't give a shit, like, if they see somebody naked or walking around. So, like, really take that into, like, account and take that into mind. Like, if you ever do go to a locker room, I know I have a lot of jock baiters here. Like, honestly, like, the employees don't give a shit. Like, you could be in there naked for, like, 8 hours and nobody would even care. So, like, definitely, like, just take advantage of that. You know, don't do anything too weird. Don't, like, you know, make anybody uncomfortable. But, like, if you want to just sit around naked in some space, you can just be in the locker room, honestly. It's a really good, really good place to do it. But, like, other than that, I'm just on here to warm up my mic a little bit, and just, like, kind of vent about work. Like, they really did, like, work me to the bone, honestly. Like, I did have that week off, but the second I got back, like, you know, everybody else got lazy, and then I had to pick up everybody's slack, and, like, I was, like, all day, just, like, it's scrubbing machines. I'm, like, so tired. I'm keeping that in just because, like, sometimes I just come back from work and it's just, like, I'm, like, sore all over. And I just, like, you know, it's really hard to get horny and it's really hard to get aroused whenever, like, I work like this. And, like, sure, I get to see naked penises. I get to see big muscular men all day. But, like, still, like, it's just hard to keep an erection when, like, you know, you're exhausted. And that's, you know, that's kind of, like, what I mean by, like, the fun's kind of over with this job. You know, I'm getting to the point where they're asking way too much for, like, a gym. They're asking me to clean stuff, and, like, all the janitors and stuff, like, they don't clean. And so I'm just, like, you know, picking up underwear, used, like, underwear, and that's, like, it's hot. But, like, at a certain point, like, really, like, if I've been taking home, like, some used underwear, like, every shift, you know, I wash some of them for others, like, if they have cum stains on them, I'll keep them. But, like, it's getting to the point where I just, like, I just have a huge collection of men's underwear, and I'm just kind of, like, you do lose a little bit of the novelty, I'm not gonna lie, but it is fun to, like, just have, like, underwear, just because, like, It's either I take it or we just, like, throw it out, because there's just so much, like, there's so much that's in the lost and found, and, like, you can't donate any of it. So, like, I've just been taking it my place and just, like, you know, I'll use it for any way I see fit. But like, yeah, I definitely do have like hundreds of like nasty stories now about the gym, and I just, you know, I just can't wait to sit back and look back on it in retrospect. But like, for right now, it's just, it's exhausting. Like, what is it? Like, I had to deal with a guy that was like, you know, he was skinny dipping in the pool, and then like there was another guy that was like naked in the sauna. And then like, personally, like as a phallic worshiper, I'm just kind of like, yeah, go for it. But since I'm at work, I had to like tell them like, hey, you can't do that. Because you know, it's a co-ed pool and you can't do that. And you know, but deep down I'm just like, this is bullshit. I want to let you loose and just like do your thing. But like, I've got, had guys like walk in the gym naked, and we had to tell them, hey, you have to go put some clothes on. This is like sexual harassment and all that stuff. And like, honestly, like that's where like my morals and like my personal beliefs kind of conflict with like what I'm supposed to do and everything. Like whenever like there's two guys like fucking in the shower stalls, I'll just let them be. But the second somebody comes up and complains, I have to come up there and like tell them to knock it off. You know, I'm supposed to like cancel their memberships, but I decide, you know what, I'm just gonna let it slide. You know, like I really don't care. You know, like I like, if I see like 2-3 guys like in the same stall, I don't say anything, and I just kind of mind my own business, which I think like more people should do, just because like they're not hurting anyone, and like, you know, they're having a good time. They're performing bonds, community, and all that stuff, and they're having like, they're finding other people that like to jerk off or like fuck in the showers too. And like again, like it's just a lot of bullshit. And like on top of that, like I get a lot of like hot gay men that just show up. You know, I have people that recognize me from Twitter or from Patreon, and you know, I can't do anything. I can't like say anything. I can't like expose that, because you know, if my employer finds out, then it's game over or something like that, you know. So like, I had to like not flirt with anybody. You know, I've had moments where like guys bring me flowers. I've had moments where like guys try to take me out on dates and I have to say no because I'm working. And it's just, you know, it's just like, it, I know, like if I just like hung out at the gym at those same times, or like if I found a job that let me do that, you know, I'd have a great time at this gym. It's just like working there and like, you know, like not being seen as like another person at the gym, instead just being seen as like another employee. Like, I have people that are like, you know, interested in me like romantically or sexually, and it, you know, they'll feel comfortable enough to come up to me and say like, hey, you know, we're out of hand sanitizer, can you go replace it? And I'm just like, it just instantly kills the mood or any like inkling of a connection that was happening. And you know, like it just drives a nail through like my heart, basically. And it just makes everything just feel like work at that point, even though like I'm having a great time at the gym and like, you know, like I'm making friendships and like all that stuff. It's still work. Like, you know, I had a guy like come up to me and tell me like how attractive I am to him, and I'm just like, oh, thanks. But then that led into like, okay, now can you lower my membership price? And it's just like, it's just manipulative at that point. And like, you know, I think that that's where a lot of my writer's block, especially more recently, is happening. Like, I never really experienced writer's block before I started working here. So I think like having to essentially talk all day and then, you know, talk to other people and then, you know, try to charm them or try to like make them buy something, you know, it kind of makes it like really tiring to come in and then like, you know, get into the mindset of penis thoughts or whatever. Like, it has like drained me in a way, and that's like, I really don't know how to feel about that, just because I am passionate about, you know, the human body and like working out and like taking care of yourself, and like that is a part of my you know, sexuality and stuff. But like to have it like heavily monetized and like out of my control, and just like, you know, that's not something I'm really into. And that's why like I'm kind of happy that I'm going to leave the gym soon, and I'm just kind of like, like mentally I'm kind of checking out of working at the gym, and I'm just kind of focusing more of my efforts on here. And like, you know, I've been actually writing stuff during shifts, and like I've like been having penis thoughts again, so that's good for me, and like I felt happier since I started doing that. But like, it just kind of sucks that I can't do both at the same time mentally. I just know that like the next job I get, like I won't be able to see a naked man every shift, and that's gonna be the saddest part. But you know, it is what it is. I'm just gonna enjoy like my last month at the gym, and then, you know, put in my 2 weeks and just like kind of check out and just, you know, just create more penis files, just do what I do best, and just like just enjoy myself. Honestly, I honestly can't wait. The second I get my next paycheck, I'm gonna do it, and then I'm gonna be so happy, honestly. But like, thank y'all for listening. I'm just venting about work right now. It's just, ooh, I have so many stories, but like, for another time.